sing it one and all. Join in the chorus, North Melbourne's on the ball. Good old North Melbourne, they're champions, you'll agree. North Melbourne is the team that plays to win for you and me.
Ah, the Roos. I just let that go a little bit longer because I love any AFL club theme song with banjo in it. There's something about the banjo, except for that movie Deliverance. Perhaps I shouldn't associate it with that, but it just gives it that, you know, upbeat sort of air. And like everyone, the Roos trying desperately to sign up as many members as possible this year. Make sure you sign up to become a North Melbourne member in 2017 to see plenty of exciting and competitive action from the Roos this season. Head to nmfc.com.au or phone 1300 Kangas to become a member now. But to continue the Roo theme, we have on the line one of their most exciting young prospects. It's Mason Wood. G'day, Mason.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all, mate. How's your pre-season been going on an individual level?
Yeah, not too bad, Rowan. It's been pretty good. It's been pretty solid, as you imagine, sort of every pre-season is. But I guess coming back from a knee injury, it's been a little bit different. I sort of started probably a little bit more before the other boys, just trying to get on top of my body. But it's been going really, really well to this point.
Well, you were having what appeared to be a breakout season last year until injury intervened, and it was a knee injury. Just take us through what happened there, how serious it was, and your recovery.
Yeah, so I guess it was sort of a real freak accident. I think the physio said you could do that sort of action maybe 1,000 times and it would never sort of happen, but I guess at the time it was a little bit strange. But basically I pulled my medial off the bone and dragged my meniscus out at the same time. So it's a fairly lengthy process, and I was probably close to getting back towards the end of the year, but it's worked out pretty well. The medial's rock solid and I haven't had any issues to this point, so I guess it's probably good that I was able to, you know, get through the end of the season and not try particularly hard to push to get back to make sure that it's ready and like to go for 2017.
It just seemed from my observation in the that perhaps month or 5 or 6 weeks before you got injured, I wouldn't say the penny seemed to have dropped, but it just seemed like it was starting to come together for you. Did you feel that way? And what particularly do you think sort of turned your form around from sort of cameos here and there to a more steady, consistent delivery of performance?
Yeah, I guess you sort of said it there. It was the sort of the cameos that I guess it's anyone trying to break into a team really finds hard if you don't get that continuity with your football and that kind of thing. So, yeah, as far as for me, it was just getting those consistent games and finding your feet within, you know, a pretty set forward line was probably the biggest thing for me. You know, we had Dewey and Wadey and Brownie, all sort of the key posts, and then I guess through good form in the VFL, I sort of found myself pushing for a sort of different position, but, you know, really enjoyed the challenge of playing that little bit smaller within the four tools. So, I guess it's just continuity within the footy is just, you know, is massive for somebody that's trying to find their feet at AFL footy.
Just on a general level, we get used to, you know, fairly major list turnovers at every club now. I know, like Carlton, a couple of years ago, I think turned over 15. Do you know what North's figure turnover this year is off the top of your head?
I honestly couldn't tell you. I know that we've gone from like the oldest to the second youngest.
Wow.
And then games experience, we've lost.
Yeah, well, that was my point.
That was
my point. The generational change is the thing that really hits you in the face with the Roos. And, of course, you know, much publicised departures of Boomer Harvey, Drew Petrie, Michael Ferrito, Nick Del Santo. Is the feeling of difference sort of more obvious to you than any other pre-season you've done?
It is. I guess it was at the start, but just like any other pre-season, you try to just, you know, put your best foot forward, and you know it's been, I guess, the most exciting I've been coming into a pre-season, knowing that, you know, we don't know where we're going to sit as far as, you know, players coming through and whether they're going to get games. But you know, I was talking to Lee Tudor yesterday, and we're certainly not going to be gifting blokes games, so we've still got a healthy list of, you know, really, really good players that are going to push really, really hard to be playing, all be playing round one. So I mean, losing those plays, it certainly was different at the start, but it's funny, yesterday we were doing a running session and Boomer was still out there, so it's like he hasn't really left. But at the same time, you sort of miss Michael Frido, Drew Petrie, Nick Del Sano, and then the other boys that have left at the same time.
Boomer's competitive instincts are renowned. It must be a real bonus just having him there on the training track still.
Oh, he certainly is. I guess he pulls a different perspective now that he's not playing. So, you know, he's there looking at us individually rather than, you know, looking after himself at the same time. So for the first years, you know, it's massive for them to have, you know, 400-game superstar just to be there and, you know, to learn off. And, you know, he's been really good for me. He was joining in with the contested marking group yesterday and just giving a few pointers, even though that probably wasn't his go. But, you know, he's just had years and years and years of experience, and you can't put a price on that. So it's going to be awesome for our group, and, you know, it's already been shown that it's been great.
You'd be aware that the popular perception of North this year is that you'll take a bit of a tumble and rebuilding and new eras and all that stuff. I suspect you guys see it pretty differently, and there really is a large-ish core of young players who are already on that list who we hadn't seen a lot of, and I was just wondering if you could take us through a few of those guys that have only played a handful or not any senior games at all who might have a bit of an impact this season.
Yeah, so, I mean, everyone's, I guess it's sort of similar to what I went through when I was coming through. I sort of did 3 or 4 years of an apprenticeship, and there's blokes that have been, you know, a couple of years behind me that have done the exact same. So blokes like Sam Durden and Ed Vickers-Willis and, you know, Trent DeMont's only just sort of coming into the team as a regular, and Brian Clark's been really impressive this preseason, and then Corey Wagner as well up forward. So we've got Nathan Lovat that's come over, and he's been amazing on the track as well. So there's been talk, you know, that there's going to be shit, or there has been turnover, and there's going to be, you know, a down period. But, you know, our best 22 is going to be very, very competitive, and, you know, it's really exciting from that point of view.
I wanted to ask you about Rovat, because I'm a bit of a fan of his. Every time I've seen him play for the Bulldogs, there's something quite exciting about him, and he was just denied opportunity by an in-form team in the finish. But what have been your early impressions of him?
Yeah, like, absolutely. Like, I guess when I was coming through as an 18-year-old, he won the medal for the best in the carnival, so he's obviously was a good player and started the opportunity at the Doggies. But, you know, he's a very excitable guy and, you know, full of energy and that kind of thing. And that's been amazing for our group from that point of view. But also at the same time, you know, he's really going to be able to fill that void of somebody that's a good ball user, that can go midfield, that can go forward, and that has a tank. So, you know, he's going to fill a void from that point of view. But, yeah, he's been really, really exciting at training.
I think one of the interesting things about you guys this year would probably be the forward setup. Now, it was a pretty tall forward setup, I guess, by comparison with other teams, you know, with Petrie, Brown, Waite, yourself there as a medium-sized forward. And Drew's gone now, obviously, but it hasn't necessarily changed, has it? You've got McKay can come in there, Magic Door, of course, a chance to play up there. How do you see, and Nathan Rovat is a small forward, how do you see the structure working?
It's as competitive as it's been any year at the club for spots up forward. So it's going to be very, very interesting which way they're going to go. I mean, at this stage, Madge's, you know, hurt himself, and which sort of puts him a little bit on the back foot. But I'm sure he'll make a good recover and be right to go to get picked around one. But it depends. I'm thinking three talls and you know, three smalls plus one coming off the bench, and then both running through the midfield as well. I mean, that's what we went with in the past. That's what I feel like worked the best. I guess I came in last year as a little bit of a smaller through injuries, and not particularly by what was best for the team, but because I'd been playing all right, that they wanted me in the team. So yeah, I think the three and the three worked really, really well. So I guess that's probably where we're going to go for round one, but who knows? So we'll see.
We're talking off the top of the show about scores, but about, I guess, the disappearance gradually of the traditional key position forward. And once upon a time, I reckon a guy of your size, you're what, about 192, 193 centimetres?
Yep.
You know, guys of your size, often people said, oh, look, they're betwixt and between. They're not quite big enough to be key position and they're not small enough to be ground level. But I'm sensing that guys of your sort of stature are becoming even more valuable. And I guess the go-to guy I think of there immediately is Jack Gunston, who's about your height. But, you know, some of those Bulldogs guys like Torrey Dixon, Toby McLean, why do you think it is that that sort of in-between size has become more important?
Oh, I guess it's more and more becoming a running game, and your big stay-at-home key forward is slowly becoming, you know, harder and harder to keep through the defensive stuff. And I guess a more mobile forward, you know, provides that both defensively and offensive perspective. So, yeah, I guess for me, my running ability holds me in good stead from that point of view. But, yeah, I'm thinking Jack Gunston, super quick, super mobile, that kind of thing. You know, hits up really, really well and got great hands and then elite below his knees. So, yeah, I'm thinking 193s have been, you know, been shown to be really good over their head and below their knees at the same time. So I guess if you can do that and you're a little bit taller, even better.
Yeah, and I guess you've also got to tread a fine line with those sort of genuine keys and the genuine smalls that you're not cutting their lunch, so to speak. They might get a bit miffed if you start doing a bit of either.
Yeah, well, like I said, last year it was more through injuries that I was able to do, you know, play a little bit higher up the ground and that kind of thing. But, yeah, it's we've got a whole host of both. So I guess we're lucky from that point of view. And, you know, everyone at our club, we like to think is good enough overhead and good enough below our knees to play, you know, most positions. So, yeah, it's going to come down to, I guess, who's fit and who's informed to be picked round one.
And just a quick one on the new skipper, Jack Zeeble, really starting to stamp his presence on the game now as a midfielder and can go forward and kick a goal. How's he working out as a captain so far?
Oh, it's been absolutely seamless transition for Jack. I mean, he was a very good leader already, and, you know, he's really, I guess, filling a little bit of a gap from where Andrew was that little bit older and Jack's that little bit younger. It can spread the gap between the old guys and the young guys, and he's been really, really good from that point of view, and it's going to be amazing moving forward with him as captain, because, like you said, he's had, you know, had a great year, came second in the BNF last year, and, you know, had some really, really good form throughout 2016, and I imagine he's going to continue going forward. So, you know, he's going to be a great captain for the footy club for years to come.
Well, similarly, a great chance this year for you to leave your imprint on the game of football. Almost got there last year, injury intervened. Good luck with this year's campaign.
No, thank you very much.
That's Mason Wood, a very exciting young prospect for the Roos, and I wouldn't be surprised if he bobs up and plays a pretty important part in this year. And just remember that number for North Melbourne membership. Everyone needs more members this time of year. Head to nmfc.com.au or phone 1300 Kangas to become a member now.